you get too much stuff in your pockets, get back to the suit of clothes we were talking about, and your pocket goes out like this, what do you say it does?
Well, I wouldn't know. I've had them full a lot of times, Jim. Not money.
That's my trouble, never money.
Yeah.
You usually jump. Would that be called bulge or?
Oh, I guess so. Makes your pocket bulge out.
Uh-huh. It's interesting to me that the Army has these clothes now with the pockets that are made to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That makes pretty good sense.
Yeah.
You get a whole bunch of stuff in your pocket.
Man, I tell you, that Kennedy's got a job, hadn't he?
All right. I wouldn't have his job for all the people in this country.
And listen, he's a smart duck, too.
He seems to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
He's certainly put us on a different footing than we were 8 months ago.
Yeah. I tell you, he's got something to go up against.
They got a pretty big lead on us. When you used to buy a shirt before it had been sanforized, you'd get the shirt and you'd wear it once and have it washed and then put it on and it wouldn't fit anymore, what would you say had happened to it?
Well, it'd throw up.
Yeah, that's a miserable sensation, isn't it? I remember as a kid having my tongue hung out. Hear that thing whistle? Can you hear that thing whistle?
No.
It's that little part right there. Do you have any mountains around here?
Not much.
How about?
There's some mountains, Arbuckle Mountains there further on east.
Mm-hmm.
Way over there. Where Pretty Boy Floyd used to run around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny here. Oklahoma is noted for its outlaws. That's a pity.
Yeah.
The good people go unnoticed.
Yeah.
Any special term for flat, grassy country?
It was.
Do you have any special term for flat, grassy country?
No.
Plains or prairie or? What would you call low ground down in the river valley?
Oh, you'd call it a valley or bottom farm or
uh-huh.
something like that.
Uh-huh. Is that good ground down there?
Yeah.
That's where it grows, huh?
Yeah.
And if down in this bottom you have a place where there's standing water and cattails, oh, the water's not over that deep, what would you call that?
Well, we'd call it a kind of a slush.
Uh-huh. Would that be the place?
Well, it'll gradually fill up and maybe grow some pretty good stuff.
Uh-huh. When the water's there, what would you find in there?
Well, you take ducks and geese and things like that. We got a valley out there, about 1,000 acres of it, and had some flat lakes on it. Hmm. There'd be maybe 5 or 10,000 ducks on that.
Hmm.
I've seen the time back in Indian Territory time before they got to killing so many of these ducks. When they'd rise up, they'd darken the sun between you and the sun.
Just make it dark, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I know one time my brother and brother-in-law had a six-shooter and shot